Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, you know, seems like almost every show I'll say Donald Trump did something that amazed even me, and then he does something that even amazes me more. He cheapens everything he touches. He cheapens everything he touches, from attacking Colin Powell and all that. But he may have come close to taking the cake, where just the other day, he lashed out at Meghan McCain. It was on Friday. She wrote a new book, Bad Republican, regarding hosting The View. Hosting The View, the TV show The View. She was on it. Bad Republican, she's not referring to Donald Trump. She's referring to, she believed the token Republican on that panel. And it talked about the ins and outs of that fighting. And she finally left the show. She was interviewed by Sean Hannity of Fox. In other words, she was not ostracized by Republicans in general, but in wades Donald Trump. And you got to understand something. When Donald Trump does this, it's very calculated. During the 2016 election in the primary, he dominated the news cycle. He sucked all the oxygen out of the air for every other Republican candidate. All you heard about was Trump. If he went had a rally, they'd do it live. If anybody else had a rally, they'd just report it in print. If he boycotted a debate, he did one time, they made a big story out of that. He's a genius at getting headlines and on TV, and he does it by debasing himself, and his base does not care. In fact, they like it. So here's what he said about Meghan McCain. Now, Meghan McCain, daughter of John McCain, he was the, in my view, a Vietnam hero, career naval aviator, went to Annapolis, got out, and he was shot down over Vietnam on a bombing run. He was held, I think, it was 5 years. It may have been a little longer, at the Hanoi Hilton, they called it. That was the Vietnamese jail, the North Vietnamese for American flyers. They were tortured, beaten. He was beaten and tortured. About halfway through his stay there, they realized that his father was also an admiral and was as the commanding officer of the Third Fleet, which the Third Fleet was the fleet in the Pacific that was launching these attacks in North Vietnam. And in the Navy, by the way, the odd-numbered fleets are on the Pacific side, the even number on the Atlantic. And there's no magic to a fleet. It's whatever the commanding admirals decide to send in terms of ships. So when I was home-ported in Little Creek, Virginia, and the fleet on the East Coast is the second fleet. When we were deployed to the Mediterranean to work with our NATO allies, that's the sixth fleet. Suddenly we became the sixth fleet the minute we crossed the Atlantic. Okay, the third fleet guards the West Coast. The seventh fleet is in the Western Pacific, but Admiral McCain, his father, was instrumental in the Vietnam effort by the United States, and they had a son. And as a sly thing, they said, well, we'll release the son. No conditions, we'll release him. Because his father's an admiral, even though he's part of the Navy that's attacking us. Now, McCain had a wife at home. He'd been gone for years. He might be killed and tortured some more. You know what he did? He said, I'm not leaving. Until every American serviceman here goes, I'm not leaving. He was a hero. Donald Trump viciously attacked him during the primary. He wasn't even running against Donald Trump at that point. And Donald Trump said he didn't like guys who were captured. John McCain didn't raise his hand and say, I surrender. He was shot out of the sky, was unconscious, almost dead with broken bones, lying on a jungle path. He didn't surrender. He was unconscious with broken bones, and they grabbed him. Trump, on the other hand, put in a fake medical report that he had bone spurs. It's conceded to be fake later. And he once said on the Stern Show in New York that venereal disease was his personal Vietnam. He said that. Go Google it. And this is the guy saying that John McCain, that he didn't like him because he didn't like guys who were captured. Well, Meghan McCain, the daughter, wrote bad Republican, nothing to do about Trump. He unloads on her just to get in the press. And here's what he said. Meghan McCain is a lowlife. She is now complaining. She is a bully. She's now complaining that it was she who was bullied by the slobs and radical left maniacs of The View. And at the request of many of her representatives, I was the one who made it possible for her father to have the world's largest funeral designed and orchestrated by him, even though I was never, to put it mildly, a fan. In his own very special way, he was a rhino. This is John McCain, Republican in name only. I also won Arizona by a lot in 2016 and by even more in 2020. He then also said, I have since found out that McCain, who was close to last in his class at Annapolis, sent the fake and totally discredited scam dossier to the FBI, hoping to stop the Trump train. That is a pathological opening of his bowels to simply desecrate a great man and his daughter. Listen to some of this language again. Now, John McCain's been dead for several years. He had a terrific state funeral. His widow sent word to the White House that she didn't want Trump there. Trump was disinvited. He had nothing to do with that funeral. He's lying. So he takes a shot at Meghan McCain, basically because of her new book, which had nothing to do with him. And here's what he says. I'm going to say it again. Meghan McCain, who has always been a bully and basically a lowlife, is now complaining that it was she who was bullied by the slobs and radical left maniacs of The View. At the request of many of her representatives, I made it possible for her father, John McCain, to have the world's largest funeral designed and orchestrated by him, even though I was never, to put it mildly, a fan. In his very own special way, he was a rhino. I have since found out that McCain, who was close to last in his class at Annapolis, sent the fake and totally discredited scam dossier to the FBI, hoping to stop the Trump train. And by the way, I also won Arizona by a lot in 2016 and by even more in 2020. Virtually everything in that is a lie. It's not only cruel. It's not only, a rambling by a psychopath, but it's a lie. He didn't win Arizona in 2020. McCain did not send any dossier to the CIA. Trump did not authorize his funeral. Trump was disinvited from his funeral. He said he wanted to go and they wouldn't let him go. Trump, who dodged the draft in Vietnam, said that a man who was shot out of the sky and lay unconscious with broken bones and the Viet Cong grabbed him, that he didn't respect him or like him because he was captured. And he calls his daughter, what, a bully and basically a lowlife? What, Meghan McCain? Now, what do you do with that? I mean, seriously, what do you do with that? At some point, is there anybody out there who has some common decency? Some common decency in the Republican Party? Or independents who lean Republican? And say, this is grotesque. This is cruel and sadistic to say this. But he always does this. Said that Colin Powell was a rhino, Republican name only. John McCain, a rhino. That John McCain sent a dossier, baloney. The Steele dossier, the Steele dossier was compiled by a British agent, and Trump has been subservient and sucked up and been servile, licked the shoes of Vladimir Putin the whole time because he is being blackmailed and bribed. You know, there's very little more you can say, but at some point, are the people in the Republic, I'm talking about veterans, my fellow veterans. How about you guys? You guys served on ships, served in platoons, served in air wings. Now, how about you guys? Does it bother you that John McCain is being kicked around and treated like this when he refused to be released from a prison camp in North Vietnam when they were going to do it for propaganda reasons to demoralize the rest of the captives there? Does it even bother you a little bit that a guy would attack that kind of man? And really, does it bother you a little bit? Does it bother you a little bit? It should bother you a great deal, not just a little bit. Now, before we go to the break, there are a number of people on the line. Do not hang up. I'm going to get to you. I can see when you signed on. I will get to you in order quickly after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.